Welcome, everybody, to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. This is Mike Maddox. I'm so glad that you're spending part of your day with us. This episode is called Cybersecurity Horror Stories. It's about real-life experiences that real-life business people have had with cybercrime, cyber breaches, things that are horrible and nasty. And the idea is that this can happen to you. This will happen to you unless you do something proactive. So we're talking to a variety of guests. And today I'm really, really happy to have a guest on the program, Mike McClure from Robert Cinto. Mike, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning. So before we get started, Mike, I guess just tell people if they're listening and they're not familiar with Robert Cinto, what you guys do and where you're located.
Yeah, sure. We are located in Grand Ledge, Michigan. We are a Cinto America company. Cinto America is a group of companies scattered all across mostly the eastern portion of the United States, in the Carolinas and, you know, Virginia, Ohio. We have locations that mostly in the manufacturing business. We, you know, service the auto industries, foundry industries, aerospace, quite a wide range of products and solutions for those businesses.
Yeah, real wide range, wide geography. Yeah. And Mike, what's your role there? What do you do there?
So I am the IT systems engineer and project manager.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. And so, you know, talking about cybersecurity horror stories, take us through the experience that you guys had and what happened to you. And I know it wasn't just one incident. There were some incidents earlier and then kind of a major incident. So tell our listeners about that.
Yeah. Actually, when I was preparing for this conversation, I had to pull up our timeline of security incidents. And, you know, we can go back to 2015 when we had our first crypto wall attack. And it was fun. We're a small department. It was funny because leading up to that event, I remember conversations with, you know, my colleagues. We were in the room together and it was like, if I see it, I'm jumping out that window first. You're not going to see me again. Because, you know, leading up to that, I mean, you'd heard about it in IT circles about, you know, these crypto wall events where, you know, the attack comes through an email or a drive-by website, you know, advertisement. And it's like, boom. You have no idea. The next thing you know, someone's calling and can't get to their files. And then you find that, you know, everything on your network's encrypted and you owe someone money in, you know, some country you've never heard of using Bitcoin.
So, yeah.
And, you know, it happened. I mean, we got the call from, you know, that's exactly how it happened. You know, hey, I can't open this file. And, you know, we traced it back to a computer. Actually, it took a while to trace the source computer where it came from. But when we found out and, you know, did the analysis, it actually came from an advertisement on a very safe, what you would consider, you know, any normal person would consider a safe website. It was their homepage, actually. And so that was the first incident. We actually got hit again with a crypto wall in 2016. And then actually twice in 2016, a crypto wall. This time they were both from an email that, you know, was a spoof attempt. And, you know, a third time was too many for CryptoWall. So we got into, you know, KnowBe4, which is like a user awareness, you know, solution.
Yeah, training.
Training. Yeah, exactly. And then the last straw in late 2017 was the Emote attack. And what had happened there was actually through an RDP vulnerability, and it got in our system and it spread through computers. And honestly, we had no idea how many computers it was on. And it was a very, very bad situation. We knew, you know, all these computers just lighting up, like our antivirus would just tell us that something was on this computer. And then the next computer, it would just alert us, but it wasn't stopping anything. It was just hey, there's an active process.
And they were getting locked down and encrypted and inaccessible.
And it's spreading.
It's amazing how fast it spreads. And you mentioned RDP. If listeners are not familiar, basically what you're saying is there was a hole in the network, which through a remote desktop protocol, which, by the way, if you are listening and you're not in technology, you're not an IT person, that's not uncommon. I mean, this stuff happens all the time. I mean, you can't completely lock down a network. It's impossible if you want to be productive. So they crop up. And the bad guys know where to look.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It was used for remote access, and they got in, and we had no idea. We literally put signs on doors, sent emails out, and said, if you've been on the network since this date when it started, which was like 3 days prior, we need to see your computer. And we would take it off the network. We would run, you know, the right tools to remove it. And then the bad part is that that computer could have been reinfected if we didn't stop the spread. And we were like, we've got to do something different.
It becomes, and we're almost out of time in this segment, but it really becomes in this scenario, and we've seen it over and over again here at ASK, the race against the clock. And there's too many things to do. Once you're in the middle of that attack, it's almost an impossible task to remedy it. And you're right. I don't blame your counterparts and you for saying, well, which window am I going out? Which door am I looking for? We're going to come back right after this with Mike. We're going to talk more about what he did, what they did to remediate this. And then, you know, more importantly, what they did to prevent it from happening, because this doesn't have to be the story. And that's why we're doing this. That's why Mike's doing this, being a guest on the show to tell us his story. We're coming back right after this. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.